Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. It's Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, big story on the old Drudge Report this past week. A Gallup poll. Americans today are more closely divided than they were earlier in the last century when asked whether some form of socialism would be a good or bad thing for the country. Well, 51% of U.S. adults say socialism would be a bad thing for the country. 43% believe it would be a good thing. Now, you want to contrast this with a 1942 survey that found 40% describing socialism as a bad thing, 25% a good thing, 34% not having any opinion at all. It's been a progression. My long time listeners here at the program know that I've been jumping up and down and yelling, screaming about this now for well over, 10, 15, 20 years almost here on the air. I used to call it Hayek's Road to Serfdom. I described it in terms of AC/DC, Highway to Hell. And I declared about 5 years ago that we're in socialism town. I was hoping that we would get off the road, the Highway to Hell, before we got to socialism town. But without a doubt, once Obama came in and once we got Obamacare and the government taking over student loans and telling everybody that they can get a student loan, well, it just kind of signaled to me. And at that point in time, too, you had George W. Bush bailing out the automakers, Obama following through, too big to fail, bailouts. We're in socialism town. So all those people out there embrace some form of socialism, you must be happy with things right now. Social Security, Medicare, entitlements, the amount of welfare programs that we have here in this country, whether it be Section 8 housing, whether it be the school lunch program, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whether it be making homes affordable. There's so many of them out there. We are in socialism town. I've been hoping for a long time that we'd be able to find our way out. And I was somewhat optimistic. Donald Trump comes in. Again, we watched what happened. You know, Republicans didn't want to repeal Obamacare. They didn't want to repeal. They didn't want to do anything about it. They didn't even put anything together. They didn't do any work. They didn't work, didn't have a plan ready to go, nothing. Because, again, they don't like to do any heavy lifting. Republicans do not like to work. They do not like to do any heavy lifting at all. And they just, as soon as a program becomes to them popular, who cares what it costs? Doesn't make any difference what it costs. Doesn't make any difference what it's doing to certain people. Doesn't make any difference. Oh, it's popular? Well, then it's okay then. And for some reason, yeah, that's what people think. They think that whatever's popular is right. Democracy, right? We're not a democracy. We are not a democracy. Democracies are scary. They are. Democracies are frightening. Democracies destroy the rights of the minority. Take away individuals' rights. It's voted away. This is why our founders had no desire for us to become a democracy. So, yeah, I've seen this stuff coming for a long time, and now it's even being pushed even further. The idea that we can continue to print our way out of any situation, modern monetary theory, all of these handouts and giveaways. You've got various different candidates out there proposing one far-fetched plan after another, and our debt continues to spiral out of control. And again, we do have a Republican administration that looking to get together and get rid of the debt ceiling for the next couple years so we don't have to tackle that. And the people in D.C. can continue to use their credit cards. Well, it's not their credit cards. It's my kids' credit cards. It's your kids' credit cards. It's your grandkids' credit cards. And keep putting all sorts of nonsense on the credit card. Spending out of control. No sort of fiscal restraint whatsoever. No thought. This is across the board. I don't care if it's spending on the military. I don't care if it's spending on some ridiculous social welfare project. Enough's enough. We're told that we're not paying enough in taxes. Well, I'm here to tell you, guess what? Yeah, record tax revenue is coming in. Record. Despite the tax cuts, we are collecting record tax revenues. There will never be enough money. There'll never be enough money until some point in time where, guess what? People just stop buying our debt. It's nowhere near to happening right now. Nowhere near. You take a look at what's going on in the European Union with negative interest rates. Our debt is still attractive. But this is, whether you want to believe it or not, it's not sustainable, people. It's not. We can't keep looking to Washington, D.C. to continue to solve all of our problems. I'm a big believer of working on the local level. I'm a Federalist. I believe the 10th Amendment, the Constitution, things should be worked on at the local level, within the states, within your own communities, to solve these problems. We keep looking to Washington, D.C., They keep collecting our money. They keep telling us that they're going to handle it. They're going to fix it. What do they do? What do? They declare wars. Not just the kinds with guns and bombs and airplanes. They declare wars on poverty. That never end. That don't get any better. Statistically, do not improve. They declare wars on drugs. How's that working out? War on drugs has been going on for a long period of time. It's worse now than it ever has been. Oh, yeah, we got war on terror as well. Again, billions and billions and billions every single month. Still in Afghanistan, still all over the world. Nothing's improving. All of these wars that we get into, right? They tell us to spend money. We don't win. At some point in time, people, some point in time, we have to take the reins back. We do. We have to take the reins back. Take a look at stuff like immigration. Like I said, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. The situation is worse now than it was before Donald Trump was elected. Period. The end. You had the head of Department of Homeland Security this past week say 100% of illegal immigrants coming into this country are being let go. We're not detaining them. We're not deporting them. We are telling them to come back for a court date, and we're giving them working papers. You think I'm lying? Look it up. Look it up. Now, we were told that we were going to get a big, beautiful wall, and Mexico was going to pay for it. Now, I knew that that was bull excrement. But is anybody working on the problem? Anybody fixing it? No. Yet, again, we continue to vote for the same people again and again and again that are looking to divide us. Keep us at each other's throats all the time. It's Memorial Day. We can think about this for a second. Let's go back to a point in time. I was actually asked this question. I know, I'm getting a little philosophical here today. I was asked this question. I was doing a guest appearance on WSBA in York, Pennsylvania. And I was asked about, normalcy. Yeah, but Joe Biden came out and said, make America normal again. And I heard that too. And I was like, man, this is just one of the most stupid things I've ever heard in my entire life. What's normal to you? I bet you Biden is going to tick off a lot of people when he says normal. But anyway, normal. And host asked me, what do you think of as normal? And it came to mind to me, is normalcy. It's not so much normalcy, it's just sanity. And I've said this before here on the program. If I could snap my fingers and make cable news and social media disappear, I would. I would. I don't think either of those things help at all. Cable news with the Brady Bunch boxes with people yelling and screaming at one another over nothing, reading talking points. These people are not smart people that they have. They pretend to be smart, but they're not. They read off teleprompters. They work on, and I've explained this here on the program, because I used to go on cable news all the time. I stopped. Why? Because it's stupid. It's a waste of my freaking time. Am I going to go on? I'm going to argue and debate with these mental midgets? Yeah. You know what goes on in green rooms before they go on air? They work out their debate like professional wrestling. So basically, when you are watching cable news, for the most part, you're watching the WWE or WWF. I'm not a big wrestling guy. I was way back in the day, though, when I was a kid. Way back when. I liked wrestling. But that's what it is. It's fake. And they drive you. They've got a narrative. You understand the power that these entities have, and even with social media? who they can censor, what they can put out, who they don't want to have on, who they don't want to have put on. You know how easy it would be now with the politicians tied in with these people to start us and send us off to another war? I almost threw up in my mouth this past week. Lindsey Graham did an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal calling for a possible military intervention in Venezuela. Venezuela? Are they gonna try to invade us soon? There's some sort of threat to the United States of America? We've lost our minds. Anyway, I know. Well, I saw the poll this week, and I knew I was going to go off on a rant, Memorial Day rant, I guess. I don't know, it ties into Memorial Day. I just really love this place. And I want to kind of reclaim it. And that involves all of us. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. An American citizen is one group of four hostages who were freed in Western Africa following a French special forces operation that resulted in the death of two of their own soldiers. The hostages were rescued following a battle in Burkina Faso. A French statement said President Macron, quote, bows with emotion and gravity at the sacrifice of our two soldiers who gave their lives to save those of our fellow citizens, end quote. They were identified as Petty Officers Cedric Dupont and Alain Berticello. The French Navy added that both men received numerous awards throughout their military careers. The hostages that were rescued were a U.S. citizen and a South Korean national, plus French nationals who were kidnapped during a safari in Benin earlier this month. The circumstances surrounding the capture of the other two were not clear. We salute those special ops troops who gave their lives in this effort. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
We've had some fun. Yes, listen, I you think that I like coming on this program and doing See, I Told You Shows, and you should have listened to me. I don't. I don't. Long-time listeners of the program know we constantly been telling our listeners to defy conventional wisdom. The crap that you are being sold. You're being sold all the time. Someone's always pitching you on something. Pitching you on some idea, and oftentimes we all of a sudden check out and we don't actually think about why we do something, right? Why am I doing this? Why am I allowing my kids to go out and borrow hundreds of thousands of dollars and they don't even know what they want to do and they want to go to college? Why am I allowing this to happen? Because I'm supposed to? Who makes those rules? No, you're sold. You're sold. Right, same thing with people. You know, come back to me. Retire. Oh, they, whole life, planning. Retire at 62, 65. They're out for 8 months and they don't know what to do with themselves. Why the hell did you retire for? You liked what you did. I don't know. I thought I was supposed to. What do you mean you were supposed to? Says who? We got to get you back out there. We got to get you working again. We got to get you involved. You're too valuable to society. Anyway, there's a story this past week in the Wall Street Journal about millennials. American millennials are approaching middle age in worse financial shape than every living generation ahead of them, lagging behind baby boomers and Generation X. This is despite a decade of economic growth and falling unemployment. Go through the article here, and they it's just big now. I don't understand how this is even journalism. They find a random person here or there and give anecdotal evidence that things are tough. And in this article, they find a couple kids out there, well, millennials, I call them kids still, are, you know, $90,000, $100,000 in debt. They're having a tough time getting ahead because of all the debt that they have and paying it off. And then I see what jobs they have. Social worker. School teacher. Now, I'm not knocking those jobs. Those are good jobs. My father was a school teacher. Yeah, he had extra businesses that he did. Our janitorial business also, but he worked very, very hard. But he liked being a school teacher. He was great at it. Nothing wrong with being a social worker. What's wrong is you going out and borrowing ungodly sums of money to go have that job, to have that career. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I've been beating this drum here on the program incessantly for a long, long time. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is in society, what it is in the news, where parents feel obligated to let their kids go. If their kids did well in school and they got into super expensive you know, first and foremost, fantastic, and you should be proud of your kid for doing so well at school that they could get into an awesome college or university. But the price tag matters. It does. It matters. You're going to go out, if your kid doesn't know what they're going to do, or maybe they do, and the field that they want to get into might require a degree, like school teacher. You got 6 years of school, right? You know, a bachelor's degree, and you need a master's degree. But you're not coming out with that master's degree making six figures. You need to account. It's a tool, and you have to buy the right tool based upon what you want to do. I'm going to delve further into this when we get back. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Common sense, real common sense we have here on the program. What we do, blow up conventional wisdom, which is poison. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
The president is in Colorado addressing the Air Force Academy graduating class. Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey are all at high risk for thunderstorms today as more severe weather hammers the Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic. After tornadoes were spotted yesterday near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the risk of tornadoes remains high. Meanwhile, over 10 million people are under flood warnings from Texas to Illinois. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, this is tying into exactly what I'm saying. Nearly 40% of graduating college seniors feel unprepared for their future careers. Yeah. What's more, the survey found that students going into college as freshmen felt more prepared for a career than graduating seniors leaving with a degree. I'm not making that up. College seniors felt less prepared for a career than incoming freshmen into college. What does that tell you about what's going on at these colleges and universities? They're confusing kids. Kids are grad. Hey, I'm confused and bewildered now. What's up? What am I going to do? I not too long ago at a cocktail party, friend's house, and was speaking with a recent grad. Actually, graduated last year from a very fine college in Boston. Phenomenal school. Very expensive, phenomenal school. And this young lady was in the nursing program for most of the time, but then got out of the nursing program and graduated with some side medical thing. No idea what she's going to do. No idea. And kind of whining about it a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I should look at this. I don't know if I'm going to like this. This type of crap. Now, I love that scene. I love that scene in The First Godfather where Johnny Fontaine shows up at the wedding, sings a song, and then asks a favor, and he's whining, and Don Corleone grabs him, smacks him upside the face, and tells him to act like a man. I'm not going to do that, especially to a young girl at their parents' house. I kind of, I put it to her. I said, listen, you got to buck up. You've got to go out there and get a job. Any job. Any job. You don't know anything. You're not prepared for really any career. You don't even know what you want to do. Just find something. You live in the greatest country in the world. You find something. You work at it. You know what? You find out. You don't like it. Guess what? You got experience at that job. You find another job if you don't like that job, and then you move and quit that job, and you move on. You don't know what you might fall into. But standing around in the waiting place, the Dr. Seuss waiting place, waiting for a train to go by, waiting for the fish to bite, waiting for a better break, whatever it may be, is a colossal waste of time. On-the-job training is always better. Now, granted, there are certain professions where, guess what? You're right out of school. Oh, plenty of kids that are graduating from college with six-figure plus jobs right out of college. But that is a specific field. There, you know what? You may want to get a certain degree. You may want to spend a little bit more. Maybe it's worthwhile to go to that certain school because you know what you're doing. But if you don't know what you're doing, it certainly doesn't make sense to go spending a fortune on a tool you might not even use later on. And getting back to the story, this is why millennials are in a hole. Wonder why you're in a hole? That's why you're in a hole. Because you listen to conventional wisdom. And again, you parents out there. You parents out there, you know who you are. Again, I'm sorry, I'm not Mary Poppins here on the program. In case you hadn't noticed, okay? I don't sugarcoat things here on the program. I don't. No spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. You shouldn't have allowed, you should have put your foot down. It was one of the best things you could have ever done for your kid. Tell them no. One of the best things that you can ever do for your kids. I explain this to my kids. No. No, I'm not spending that type of money. No, you're not taking out those loans. That's insane. No, you can wait. You can get a job. Until you know what you want to do, or you got a better idea of what you want to do, where you want to go, you're not going. You can go to the community college up until that point in time. Your kids will be pissed. With a capital P. They will. They'll see their friends go off to school. They're going to want to go too. Tell them no until they are ready. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. It's more than time we get the investigation of the investigators on the front burner. Not for retribution. Americans have had enough of their representatives weaponizing the law, the FBI, the media, and the Department of Justice in total to serve themselves rather than all citizens. The era of politics over justice has got to end. Democrats, Republicans, independents, we've got to stand together and demand this. Let's find the wrongdoers without consideration of partisanship, class distinction, wealth, power, political position, and provide them with the due process our Constitution guarantees. If they're charged, tried, and found guilty, sentence them with the same blind justice. Follow the law. It's truly that simple. Anything less should be unacceptable to everyone. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. to share a little bit of advice. I do this every year, right around this time. Graduation time for colleges and universities all across the land. And it's advice to go out to high school kids, too. They're going to be graduating. Well, down in the South, they're graduating now. About another 3-4 weeks up here in the Northeast. But you want to be successful. Now, I'll tell you how to do it. Yeah, the rules that we have here, ever notice that? Our investment rules. Ever understand the simplicity? People start throwing out all sorts of complex nonsense. They're full of crap. Life really isn't that complex. It's so complex. No, it's not. No, if you abide by certain rules, it's not that hard. Here you go. Ready? You want to be successful? Work your butt off. Work your butt off. Having a conversation this past week with one of my best friends in the world. He's also in charge of our accounting. Does accounting for many of our clients, myself included, best in the business. One of the most conscientious, absolutely the best. Best. And I met this individual. Now it's almost 28 years ago. Long time ago. At the time, he didn't even have he had a high school diploma. He had a GED, a good enough diploma. I equate it as, he reminded me of a character that you might have seen on Welcome Back, Kotter. It's like a sweat hog. All Brooklyn, all the way. All Flatbush, baby. Well, now he's got 2 master's degrees. He's got all this stuff going on. He's got one of the best accounting firms in the entire country because he worked his tail off. Came from nothing. Single-parent household, not a very good upbringing at all. Just decided, you know what? I'm going to work my butt off. He didn't have any advantage in the entire world. None. We're talking about that. And work ethic. And how important it is. I'm going to add a little bit, too. Whatever job you take. Trust me. Whatever job that you take, no matter what it is. You treat that job. You treat it like you own the company. You treat it like you're the CEO. That everything around you is yours. You take that type of pride, that type of work. I promise you, I guarantee you, you're going to be an enormous success. Period, the end. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. I am watching what's going on with, we have been discussing this here on the program for a long time, and I'm warning everybody about the unicorns, the decacorns, the zombies, I like to call them. You're seeing what's happening, are you not? It is, it's a house of cards. It's a house of cards, and it's starting to collapse. It is. And I find it interesting because you get all these panels on these business networks, and they've been parading all of these analysts on. All these analysts. This past week was a big week for Tesla analysts to come on. All of the Tesla analysts that have been buy, all of a sudden are like, oh, we're neutral now. But things are not looking good, and there's storm clouds everywhere. What's the stock down 30% over the past few weeks? That's the thing, people. You don't know when. People talk about efficient markets. Efficient markets. Markets aren't efficient. You can fool the market for a really, really, really long time. You can. But eventually, guess what? Guess what? That company is going to trade for what it's worth. Seeing, for instance, take a look at Uber. This is some of the notes that I've seen this past week. These wizard of smart stock analysts and hedge fund guys out there, money managers, that know crap. This is from Susquehanna. This is a big financial group. This is what they had to say. Uber is a revolutionary company, but don't rush to buy the stock. We agree that Uber is a once-in-a-generation company with a massive opportunity to revolutionize transportation and logistics. What? It's a taxi company, man. It's taking people from point A to point B, period, the end. And it's losing money when it does it. Why? Because it has an app. Because it has an app. I said this before, I use Uber. I like the service. I don't think the business model as it exists is going to work. I don't see it. There have been plenty of restaurants that I used to like in Manhattan that went under. And I knew they were going to go under. I could just take a look around me. Didn't take me long to figure it out. I didn't care how busy it was. I had to take a look at the menu, what they're charging at the menu. I take a look around. Oh, geez, I can imagine what their electricity costs are going to be, what their staffing costs are going to be. Great food, but guess what? Not going to make it. Eventually, you have to make money. And we're starting to see columns like this as well. CNBC, Uber, Lyft. And Pinterest prove that private investors are sucking up all the value. Holy crap. Again, I read this, and I'm like, how long have we been saying this here on the program? Yeah, I saw that article. You know what popped in my head? Was the scene from the movie The Wedding Singer, when Adam Sandler, after being basically stood up at the altar, his girlfriend comes by and basically tells him that she's been feeling kind of weird, not great about getting married, and he goes off on a rant. That information I should have had yesterday? Well, yeah. We gave it to you yesterday. We've been giving it to you now for, what, 6, 7, 8 years now? Watching Silicon Valley ladder up these companies and explaining to you that private investors are going to suck up the value in this thing, and what's going to happen is they're going to turn around and get out. It was another call. It was this past week. I watched CNBC. Their panel discussion on whether or not Uber and Lyft and these other companies waited too long to go public. What does that mean, waited to go long? Waited too long. What does it mean? If they went public, if Uber went public when it had a very low valuation when it first came out, it wouldn't be around today. It'd be dead. You do remember back in the 1990s, oh man, you had a lot of unicorns back then going public at low valuations. Yeah, they would skyrocket in the first day, nowhere near what these unicorns are today. But they didn't last long. They didn't. You could tell. I would be able to tell. We used to play a game. I used to play a game. It would be, company death date. I would just take a look at their cash burn. Just take a look at their cash burn. See how much money they had on hand. And I could predict pretty much within a few months when a company would go out of business. Not that hard to do. These companies are afloat because of their private investors. They still haven't made any money. Good time to go public. What does that mean? Right now, all the private investors want their money back. They want out. So obviously they're going to want the stock to come back. Many of them, some of the private investors are actually out of the money right now. Beware of all these wizards of smart out there that tell you that they know the future and they can see what's happening. Wall Street Journal's got their big conference this week in New York City, the Future of Everything Conference. What a load of bunk. I got invited to that thing, and I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time. People, be on your toes, okay? Understand the black, the red, what really means. Earnings always matter. I don't care what the fools on TV are telling you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, everything right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for the 2019 Air Force Academy graduating class.
Two graduating cadets recently received one of the most prestigious awards in all of academia, Rhodes Scholarships.
Please join me in congratulating cadets James Brom and Madison Tung. Please stand up.
16 women are suing the FBI over claims the agency's training program exhibits sexual discrimination and a hostile work environment. Lauren Rose tells NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt that she received reprimands and criticism for things that male trainees did without consequences.
And the irony of that is that some of my male colleagues were the ones that were pointing it out to me. You know, so-and-so did the exact same thing, and nobody's even said anything to him about it.
The lawsuit claims women often faced unfair conditions, harassment, and inappropriate jokes. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest snapshot of economic growth is out from the U.S. government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
In the latest estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate in the first 3 months of this year, but much of that gain was based on temporary factors that they say will likely fade, leaving growth much slower in the current quarter. It was up from a 2.2% increase in the fourth quarter of last year. The new GDP estimate was down slightly, though, from an initial 3.2% estimate. For the current April to June quarter, economists expect GDP growth will slow to less than 2%, and for the year they see it rising a modest 2.3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's going to be another day of severe weather across the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic on Thursday, including the risk of more tornadoes. Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New Jersey all are at a high risk for severe thunderstorms. On Wednesday, a tornado touched down near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Before heading to Colorado, President Trump speaks about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian election interference. This was all the day after Mueller broke his long silence about the investigation.
This was all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax. And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back because it was a false accusation, a totally false accusation. And it's a disgrace. And it's a very sad period for this country. And I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
The president was also asked about a White House order to keep the USS John McCain out of the president's sights during his recent visit to Japan.
John McCain, I wasn't a fan, but I would never do a thing like that. Now, somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him. Okay? And they were well-meaning, I will say. I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that.
The winning continues for Jeopardy contestant James Holzhauer. Wednesday marked the 30th straight win for the professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. And as it now stands, he's less than $200,000 shy of Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings' record earnings. So far, Holzhauer has put over $2.3 million in his pocket. Congratulations, James. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happened.